from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's that time, Sports Daily, getting all the inside information on the Kansas Jayhawks. Let's go now to the KU football and basketball beat writer from the Kansas City Star, Shreyas Latta.
All right, welcome in, everybody, to Sports Daily. We've got our first visit this season with Shreyas Latta, our KU insider. You'll find his work at the KC Star. We appreciate Shreyas being back in. Now, something that you'll have to know as we've moved your day to Wednesday, we have declared Wednesday Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Shreyas, you strike me as a man who owns a Hawaiian or two. Would that be a correct assumption?
More of a knitted polo kind of guy, but I think I have a Hawaiian or two in the inventory. I haven't worn a Hawaiian in a long time, but
we're joining on the fun. It's liberating. It's liberating. There's no better way to get through a Wednesday than that. How is everything going up there in Lawrence? We've got the excitement building now for what should be as exciting or hopeful a season as we've had in a generation for KU football.
Yeah, I think the excitement and kind of the hype around this team is probably the most it's been ever, I'd say. You know, maybe 2008. I can't tell you because I was, I think, 10 years old at that point. But, I haven't seen this many people excited about Kansas football and the expectations of what Kansas football can be this year, between from the team to the fan base to the coaching staff to even guys like Travis Goff, et cetera. There's a lot of hype. And just being around the team, it feels very different than even last year felt. And last year they won 9 games. I mean, I was doing my, game by game picks, and, I've talked about it before, but, they have the opportunity to kind of get close to being undefeated. I mean, that K-State game is the only real one that I think they won't be favored in.
That's a good place to start, Shreyas, the schedule. They got some good fortune, we think. Based on preseason expectations for all these teams, KU has the opportunity. They got good fortune in scheduling. How much, though, do you think that will change with the conference? Because, the conference is going to be good top to bottom. I want to be optimistic about the schedule, but I want to be realistic, too, in that there's a decent chance some of the teams that get projected to the bottom are not, in fact, at the bottom. So, I mean, how much should KU fans even allow that to creep into the equation this year?
Well, I mean, I think the end of the day, even if some of these teams are better, I don't think anybody besides Kansas State has a definitive claim on being better than them overall. And I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, but even with Carter Stanley about this yesterday, like even with Kansas State, they might be better on the offensive and defensive line positions. I'd say KU's skill positions, especially in the offensive end, and even the secondary, is probably better or equal to Kansas State. There's obviously going to be some teams that I think will be better than people project them. Iowa State always plays better than usually projected. West Virginia looks to be taking another step forward with the young running back duo they have. Those two games could be tricky. TCU, I don't know what to expect out of them. They're 2 years removed from being national championship contenders. And, last year they had a rough year because a lot of guys graduated. I think they'll take another step forward, even if they're not as good as that point. I think at the end of the day, this Kansas team has continuity. They have 30 seniors returning from last year. They have, a coaching staff that has been there for a while. There should be an expectation that they go in as favorites, whether they're home or on the road, for every game this season except Kansas State.
Shreyas, Paul Savage here. Thanks for coming on today. We sure appreciate it. One of the things that I would like to mention and get your opinion on is that over the last, let's say, 5 to 7 years, you know, physicality has always been a concern, particularly in the trenches for the University of Kansas on both sides of the ball. But I'm going to speak to you for a moment just about the offensive side of the football on the offensive line and the concern of how physical a football team. We watched a Georgia Tech Florida State football game, which Florida State was not near as physical up front as Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech ends up winning that football game. That's my concern with University of Kansas. Can you talk a little about just how improved physically, and I'm talking about getting off the ball, getting movement, you know, those kind of being able to pass set, all the things that you need to do as an offensive line. Talk about this group overall. Is it better? Is it more physical? That's my real question. Is this group more physical? You go to a place like Utah or wherever you go in this Big 12, you got to be physical.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I think they've brought in Bryce Foster, Texas A&M. He's going to be the center of this group. You know, he had just 2 years ago, he was an all freshman SEC player. And that level of talent, former five-star coming to Kansas, in itself is a big deal. But the fact that they have that, you know, coming to replace Monk Nowinski, who was a really great center. But, you know, like Bryce Foster, talent-wise, he's just – kind of blows them out of the water. And everything I've heard about this team is they're bigger, they're faster, they're more stronger. The physicality looked really good during training camp. Obviously Donovan Pooney left for the NFL. That's a left tackle position they have to fill. And I'm curious to see how Logan Brown does. And obviously Bryce Cable is on the right side. But just looking at where this Kansas team is, they look bigger than last year. Even guys, they look fitter than last year. Even guys who like, weren't necessarily the most known for being as fit as they are, guys like not Trevor Cardell, but Jared Casey, they've lost 10 to 15 pounds. Not to go fluff it up and say everyone's in the best shape of their lives, because everyone loves to say that every offseason, but they look as good as I've seen them in the 2 years I've been covering Kansas football.
Shreyas, look, it's all about Jalen Daniels. Like, these things are more important, but as far as the headline grabbing stuff, Tommy and I have disagreed throughout the offseason. I think it is very fair to question his health. Tommy is more, and Tommy's not here, so I'm speaking for him just a little bit, but he's of the belief that they say he's healthy. Coach says he's healthy. He says he's healthy. We should think he's healthy. I don't know how you can do that when you've seen the last couple of years. They are saying he's healthy. He will play in the opener, which is the best sign we could have gotten. But at what point do we let go of what we've seen in the past and just assume he's fully healthy? Have you seen him, talked to him, gotten any indication? Is the back better? I mean, it's a back injury.
Yeah, I think he's completely back to normal. We're as close to as you hope him to be. They're playing him like he is back to what he was once was. He's talked about being ready. I mean, he talked about it, I think, in Big 12 Media Days, that if tomorrow I had a game, I could play right now. You know, like, and they were still kind of cautious at that point. You know, they weren't fully putting him back to everything. They've been very cautious with back injury because, like you said, and we all know, this Kansas, the special season that Kansas hopes to have this year, hinges on Jalen's ability to play at least 9 to 10 games. Yeah. Like, we haven't gotten Jalen a full season of football in any of the years he's played football. So that is a big thing to me that worries me with this Kansas team, is how dependent are you on the health of Jalen Daniels? And we all know they are dependent, but can you get by if he has to miss a few weeks here and there? You know, you want him out there for the majority of the season. Maybe it's not 12 games, 13 games, whatever, but you want him there for at least 9 or 10. And right now, the way they've handled the injury is cautious. They've been, I think, so cautious because they know how important he is. But it seems like he's doing everything back to normal. Lance is confident in, you know, what he's seen from Jalen. The coaching staff seems pretty happy and excited about him being out there and doing what he does best. And, I think Jayhawk fans are going to be excited. I will say this, though. I don't think you can be out of the woods until we're done with the season. Like, I have to see Jalen Daniels be healthy for a full season before I sit there and tell you, yeah, I'm not worried about that. Because last year, the entire year, like, we were all, oh, he's going to come back, if something's going to happen. You know, like, it was a lot of different things that happened. Until that doesn't happen again, or until he can show that, hey, I'm going to be out there for 12 games. And he's a fantastic quarterback. We know when he plays. the biggest thing is durability and the ability to not get injured. And he's been unfortunate on that end. And I think for Kansas fans, they have to ask themselves, be optimistic that he's healthy, and he is. But all remember the back of your mind, you know, that an injury for Jalen Daniels wouldn't necessarily be something that I'd be super surprised about, because he hasn't been healthy for since he's come on campus. And I know they've done a really good job of trying to make him like almost like injury free and, you know, making sure that he's not going to have these kind of things like a back injury pop up again or some of the other stuff he's had. And I think he's definitely built to withstand some stuff better. You know, he looks like he's in great shape, you know, so I think that's a great, great sign.
You know, when you look at the schedule, of course, Lindenwood is the first game on the season. It's going to be hard to tell anything about this team, to be real truthful. I think you would probably agree with that. But then you have Illinois. I mean, Illinois is a football team that, you know, anymore with the portal, it's hard to tell what a team looks like and how it's shaping up and what it's becoming. But Illinois is going to be a really great test. But then you go UNLV, you go West Virginia, you go TCU, you go Arizona State. I'm not sure you're tested for a little while. What's the things that you want to see out of the first four or five games? Because they're the first four or five games, I think you would agree that those games are winnable. But what's the one thing you want to see out of this team to say, yeah, this is really a quality team. This is what we thought they would be. What do you need to see out of the first three, four, five games?
You know, I'm not worried about the skill positions on either side of the ball. I'm worried about the lines. I want to see on the defensive side, can they get to the quarterback? Every year, Kansas has had guys come out of nowhere. 2 years ago, it was Lonnie Phelps. Last year was Austin Booker. Who's the guy this year? Or is it going to be by committee? Oh. And if it's by committee, who's going to consistently get to the QB? Mm-hmm. And that's my question on the defensive end. And the offensive line is, can you keep Jalen Daniels healthy with this new look offensive line group? There's not as much continuity from last year. There's two new starters. There are guys who have left for the NFL. Dominic Pooney, as we've seen in the preseason, is a very, very good player. Can his replacements do as good or nearly as good as a job as what he was doing last year? That's my things. If those things go well, I'm not worried about this Kansas football team. I think, you know, last year, looking at the games that they lost, they were all winnable. Not to say that some of the games that they won were also not losable. The Oklahoma game came down the last second, et cetera. But this Kansas team has continuity. They have, you know, a coach that's been there a while that's built a culture around this team. Now the question is, there's been guys that have left on both sides of the ball on the lines. Can they keep up what they've been doing the last year and the year before that?
Sri Islada joining us right now, KC Star, KU Hoops and football reporter. Of course, we've all got football on the mind right now. You can follow him on social media at SHRE98. Shreyas, I want to go back to quarterback for just a second, because Jason Bean has been the safety blanket of this team. He was released by the Colts, unfortunately, yesterday. Hopefully he finds a landing spot after his really nice offseason. Mm-hmm. But he's not there. He's not in Lawrence anymore. He has been what has salvaged these seasons. What about if we are concerned, and I think it's fair, about the, you know, the availability of Jalen Daniels for every game? What about Ballard? Is Ballard taking the steps to provide them what they've had in Bean over the last? He flashed to me, and, you know, maybe there's baked in growth. How's he look to you, and what does the team expect of him?
You know, I think expectations are very high. The fact that they didn't go out in the portal and pick up another quarterback, they said, hey, you are a former third-string walk-on. We think you're ready to be a backup. You know, he competed with Isaiah Marshall for the role, and that was a competition, I heard. Like, you know, like, both of them look really good during camp from everything the coaching staff said and just kind of what, you know, had kind of perspired. I mean, even talking to Lance at Big 12 Media Days, he talked about the leap Ballard has made in so many ways, right? Like, the big thing for him was learning, hey, when do I throw the ball away instead of trying to make a hero ball play, you know? And he crosses that line between, you know, this incredible throw and, like, you know, making a mistake. You know, there's a very delicate line. And Lance has talked about, you know, how he's learning to be better about that. And Isaiah Marshall, you know, the true freshman, I've heard really good things about him. He seems to be quite a standout. You know, like, I think if you looked at where...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This quarterback room is, compared to last year, I'd say it's even better. Maybe the top end talent, maybe there isn't maybe Ballard is not quite as good as what Bean is at this point. The fact that, you know, 1 through 3, though, that I think could all play college football games somewhere in the nation. And I think that is a really valuable thing. And Ballard has had a good camp. The coaching staff really, really likes him. Lance really, really likes him. And I think you can go in and do a lot of the same stuff that you were doing with Jalen with Ballard. Maybe you can't be as, dual threat quarterbacky. Maybe you can't do some of the run stuff a little bit, but, he can make the throws. And, I remember talking to Jalen before Ballard ever even played a game. And he told me, he was like, man, that guy can play. Trust me, he can play. And that was before, when Ballard was a third string walk-on, he raved about him back then. So just like having that, continuity from last year is big. And it seems like having the offseason for Ballard has been really, really, really big in getting into better shape, in playing in a more controlled environment, and having those that, you get that chance to play against two Big 12 teams, as a third string walk-on freshman. That's invaluable experience, I think, that you don't necessarily always get.
And we hope there's a chance those backups can play against Lindenwood, because KU will get out to such a big lead, and Jalen Daniels looks fantastic. The game is tomorrow night at 7:00. So we'll be ready for it. We don't expect a test or anything for KU, but we do have some things we want to look at. And I think you've done a nice job of setting those up for us. So what else can we expect? What else can we find at the KC Star right now that you've got going?
Yeah, obviously I have my, prediction stuff, some of the stuff from press conference, et cetera. I'm going to probably have later this week a kind of a small feature in Tabor Allen, who won the kicking job. Last 2 years, he was the place kicker. And, he kind of opened up to me about how he's been waiting for an opportunity like this. And Lance talked about how he was the most consistent out of some of the guys they brought in, which I think is pretty cool. I'll have my film breakdown with former quarterback Carter Stanley come out today. We just filmed it yesterday, just kind of talking about what KU needs to do. Just typical KU stuff. And tomorrow we'll have plenty of coverage, takeaways, and a post-game story too. And excited for the season start.
Real quick, who do you got winning a conference?
I have Kansas in the Big 12 championship game.
Against?
I don't know who they're facing in the Big 12 championship.
Oh, for God's sake.
For God's sakes. I think it's probably either Utah or Kansas State that they play in the Big 12 championship.
I think that's accurate. I think that could be.
Hey, let's all just sit here and wonder about the possibility of three games between Kansas and Kansas State this year. How about that?
Wow. That How about means, that? Yeah, and let's, three let's Hawaiian shirts next time.
That's right, Trius. Dig it out to go find
let's
one.
Go. Let's go.
Let's make it a thing. Join the movement here on Wednesdays. Help get you through the week. KU tomorrow, follow Shreyas's work before, during, and after the game. You'll find it all at SHRE98 and, of course, at the KC Star. Shreyas, we appreciate it. Nice start to the season, and here we go.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
There goes Shreyas Lada. Don't forget, we've got one giveaway for you going this hour. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Kevin Saul joining us. We'll get caught up on Shocker Athletics, get his take on some potential transfer changes as well. That's coming as we start the next hour. We'll have our Cody Jinks ticket giveaway in the next hour as well. Appreciate Shreyas for stopping by for the first time. Good stuff there. You can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app or at kfhradio.com. Paul and I will be back with Kevin Saul. We'll return on Sports Daily.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.